ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Hey folks, welcome back to another week of Wrecking Racing. I am the Gas Man with my co-host, Love.
Hey, what's up everybody?
So this week, I want to start off by saying that we're supposed to be on-site, live episode from Docks. Unfortunately, events happened and they had to cancel on us. But that's okay, we're still here, we're still ready to record, and we're still ready to share the pleasures of NASCAR with you.
Yeah.
This week, we went to the Rolling Hills of California, the Sonoma Raceway. I'm not a big road course fan, but
I'm not.
So, anyway, we'll get to the racing in just a bit. As always, we want to talk to you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. If you have not told a friend, please do so. Like us on any kind of podcast app that you use. Guess what?
We're on Spotify.
We are finally on Spotify. It took about 2 months, but hey, we're finally there. So if you use Spotify, or if you are a Spotify listener, welcome. Thank you. Tell a friend. You can always send us emails, wreckingandracing@gmail.com, or you can access us via our website, wreckingandracing.com. We are happy to bring you the news. We are happy for you guys to listen to us, and hopefully you enjoy what we have to tell you. One fan did reach out to us this week, Kent. Kent must be a Kyle Busch fan, because the email he sent said, "Go cow," and then he said, "cow by a mile." So, Kent, thank you for listening.
In reference to Kyle Larson?
It could be. You know, probably better off if it was Larson. but no, Kyle has had a pretty good season, so we need to give credit where it's due. Busch has had a very good season.
So it was aimed at Busch then?
I'm pretty sure he was meaning Kyle Busch. So again, Kent, Mr. Kent Francis, I think is your name. Appreciate that. I wonder if he's in relation to Kenny Francis.
Maybe. Maybe it's Kenny. Spin. Maybe it is Kenny Francis.
Yeah, don't know. So again, wreckingracing@gmail.com. Wreckingracing.com is our website. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever. Just follow us.
We're there.
And talk about being there. Where are we going to be very soon?
Daytona.
The Coke Zero Sugar 400
Zero
coming up.
Sugar.
Yeah.
You got it right this week.
Yeah. It's on July 7th.
It's a tongue twister.
Logs and I will be attending. We'll be there all weekend. If you guys want to meet up, you know, meet the crew here, just text us, but email us.
You going to give out your phone there, Gas Man?
Not at this point in my career, no. email us, wreckingracing@gmail.com. Let us know. We'll be in conversation with you. You can message us on Twitter, message us on Facebook. We actually correspond with several fans through Facebook.
Yeah.
We have had several conversations, and we appreciate that. We love our fans, and we hope you guys like us as well.
Gas Man's too much of a celebrity. He didn't want to give out his phone.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not going to go there. Yeah, I was going to go say something, but I won't. So anyway, fans, before we get started, one last thing. We are almost 1,000 downloads.
Yeah.
So it took us 10 episodes to hit 500. 15 episodes, we've almost doubled that. So we are gaining some ground, and we appreciate that, folks, all because of you.
You guys are responsible for that, and we thank you.
Absolutely.
And continue to help us get the word out.
Thank you. And as always, we start off our show with the official beer of NASCAR.
Busch.
If you don't think we're actually drinking Busch beer, check out our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. There's photographic proof of that we do.
That is true. It's there. As of about a minute ago.
Usually we do just regular cans. This week we're excited about this episode, so we're doing Tall Boys.
And Daytona.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That tastes good.
All right. Well, let's talk about Sonoma, then.
What's there to talk about?
Oh, come on now. Come on. Don't give me that.
So, okay, let's dial this back a little bit. Last week, I said I was kind of excited for the race. I'm not a huge road course fan, but the last... excuse me, folks. That was a beer burp. I apologize. That came out on accident. So, yeah.
We just got downvoted for that.
Yeah. So, years past, I was not a road course fan, and I'm still not 100% a road course fan, but it has produced some exciting racing the last couple years. But this year reminded me of the Sonoma of old. It was boring. I did not enjoy this week's
race. So it was not the most exciting road course
race. Excuse me, I enjoyed the race, but it wasn't as exciting as I anticipated.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to say it's a testament to the driver's skill.
They're doing so much preparation now, I could absolutely see
that. Yeah. I mean, the races were basically a battle of attrition. If you could keep all four tires on the track, you were competitive. You were probably going to come home with a top 10, top 15 easily. You know, and now guys are so good. Their equipment is so good.
Just the preparation.
Exactly.
They have simulators. They have iRacing. They have other avenues they didn't have before to practice constantly on this racing.
You didn't see hardly anybody off course. And to my knowledge, I don't think that anybody wrecked out. I mean, the cautions that came out were kind of self-inflicted. AJ blowing up his own engine.
Yeah, which is a whole different story we'll talk about in a few.
Yeah, but I mean, no one that I'm remembering off the top of my head, caused a
caution.
Bubba
got spun, right?
He did. Yeah, he did. But I don't think that even
Suarez
brought out a caution, did it?
No, it didn't. Suarez got spun by Johnson.
Again, didn't bring out a caution. Yeah. So, I liked the race. It was good. There was good racing. I enjoy the road courses. I mean, but this one was a little bit tame. But again, I credit it to... It's a testament to the drivers nowadays and the equipment that's out there.
So let's talk about the race overall. We have the winner, of course, everybody knows this already, is Truex. He won by, I think, 17 seconds, and I think the last five laps he's barely touching the throttle.
Ended up being like 10 seconds, but
he had like a 25-second
lead. Absolutely. He was just nursing at home at the end.
Yeah.
He had like, did you see the last lap? There was two lap cars in front of him, or there were going to be lap cars. They were battling for position. They were kind of getting into each other and leaning on each other. And Truex seen that. I got his crew chief. They came on and said, hey, watch these two dudes in front of you. It would have been crazy if they would have wiped out and took him out with them.
Thankfully, that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. But he really backed it off once he saw that, and the gap came down.
And
when
you have
25
second lead,
exactly,
you can definitely do that. A couple other notes from the race is that yes, I did pick Allmendinger to be my dark horse, and he finished last.
And that shot you in the foot. That's what you get.
Yeah, he had potential to do something really amazing. Unfortunately, he missed the shift.
Yeah, and he even said, he took all the blame, and
I feel bad for him. Yeah, if you see
in
his interview, he was really hard on himself.
But he also made the comment that he knew, he didn't know if he was going to be able to keep up with Truex and Harvick. He said that
they could be a top five car.
Yeah, absolutely. Nonetheless, he was probably going to get a good finish out of it. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But he said, wow, Truex and Harvick, they had really good long run speed. I don't know if I could have even competed with them. So, but would have been interesting to find out. I think AJ is a little bit better at Watkins Glen, so I think he'll perform really well there when we go there in August, just one month or so from now. I look forward to that. I actually prefer Watkins Glen a little bit over Sonoma, just because it's got more speed. There's a little bit more finesse to it.
Sure, I like him about the same level.
Yeah, we've got that, which is not very much, but
so a couple of shout outs for the racers this week. We have Chris Buescher, who finished 12th.
Yeah, good on him. He's teammates with AJ.
We also have Matt Diambedetto, 17th.
How's that? What is it again?
DiBurrito.
Okay.
Yeah, 17th.
Yeah, good on them.
McDowell 21st. So
Reagan 22nd. Kligerman 23rd.
Yeah.
So I mean it's. You only got 38 cars, but still getting close to the top 20 for those guys.
So let me ask you this, Mr. Lugs. The Chevrolet, did we see them make a rebound this week? Or did we have a little hopes because for a little bit they were showing something? Or is it just because of Sonoma, you really don't have to have the top horsepower?
Well,
what's your feeling?
I think they did make a step in the right direction. They had five or six cars start in the top 10. If you looked in qualifying.
Start but not finish.
Yes, exactly. But nonetheless, they were competitive and they had speed. But, is it being a road course, was that the equalizer? I don't know. We'll find out at Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, and Chicago's going to be a good track to test them on.
Yeah, but you still had Chase come home fourth, and Bowman, Hendrick Motorsports' teammate, come home ninth. So
only two Chevys in the top ten.
Exactly. So we did lose a couple. Allmendinger and McMurray, they started in the top ten. They finished last and second to last.
Yeah.
And that was basically self-inflicted on themselves. Kyle Larson never really contended. He led a few laps, but he said his car just never had the long run speed, and he ended up coming home in 14th, and Johnson was 11th. So, could have been worse for some of them, but again, not obviously the result that everyone in the Chevy camp's looking for.
Yep. Who'd you have as your picks for Sonoma?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that.
Okay.
My pick was Kurt Busch. Kurt Busch. Yours was Kyle. Kurt Busch, and then Ryan Blaney. Which Ryan had issues. He lost his power steering, and he ended up coming home 34th.
And Kurt was sixth?
Kurt was sixth, yep.
Okay, so actually, me and you were very equivalent this week, actually, for the most part, because I had Kyle, who finished fifth.
One spot ahead of his brother.
And then I had Allmendinger finish 38th. So we both had our good ones and our bad ones.
But I did outpoint you.
Okay, whatever.
Hey, it's true.
It's a fact. We're talking. Never mind. So,
I just know if the roles were reversed, you'd be rubbing it in my face. So
you don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. You're not competitive at all.
Not at all.
You've
not
never thrown a video game controller before.
Or five in like one day. any other notes on the race itself, Lugs?
Well, obviously the strategy by Truex to win
the race. Oh, yeah, I did have a note about that. I just don't know why.
Holy crap, let's talk about that. Let's give some props to Cole Pearn.
Yeah, no kidding.
Even though Harvick was leading the race, they duped Harvick into basically short pitting and screwing up Harvick's, you know, screwing him out of the pit strategy. You know, it fell right into their hands, so... And there was no other cautions that ended up in, you know, the rest of the race. So it really played into their hands perfectly. And I can't honestly remember a strategy like that being played.
I remember back in the day they always tried it and rarely
mind games. Like, I think of mind games a lot. Fake pit or, you know, strategy calls at the last second. You take two tires.
Yeah.
But to straight up dupe another team who's leading, you know, say you're pitting this lap, and then they come in because they, you know, obviously are listening to the scanner, and then you just dip back out on the track and keep on going, and you race for another 7, 8, 9 more laps, and then come in and pit. Like, that's pretty crazy. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Cole. I think in Truex, you know, the interview after the race, he was a little surprised by it. But, hey, he was kind of giddy as a little schoolgirl talking about it.
Well, and they asked him, they said, was this all premeditated? And no one would really elaborate on it. But
but kind of giggle a little bit.
They definitely had to have had conversations about it prior to the start of the race. Yeah. Absolutely. So they just kind of, I don't know. When I heard that happen, man, like the first thing that duo kind of reminded me of was just kind of like a Johnson and Knaus type thing. Like, they outfox a lot, but nothing ever, like, to that degree.
Level, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you just brought up a good point. Is Truex and Pern combination the new Johnson Knaus combination?
It's either them or Childers and Harvick.
Something to ponder.
It's arguable either way, but, I mean, those are definitely the two powerhouses, and I guess you could say the same for Kyle Busch as well, but... Yeah, I don't know. This season is just crazy. And that's one of the things I'm going to bring up later that I'll hit back on again. But just those three race teams are just incredible this season.
Yeah, they are. They're kind of leaving the field behind.
I can't really imagine or remember the last time, you know, three teams went out, and technically four teams if you count Bowyer, won 14 out of 16 races. The first 14 out of 16 races, four race teams have won. I mean, that's just unfathomable, because it's just, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but a few years ago, we had almost, 14, 15 different winners before we went into the playoffs. I mean, it was incredible, and now this year, it's just crazy how
they've just stacked them up, and Stuart Haas and Furniture Row. It's just crazy.
Yep. I don't have anything else on the race. Let's kind of bring up next week's race a little bit.
Well, hold on.
You have something
else? I do. Okay. So, okay. Bain returned. He came home 27th, which, you know, you think, 27th out of 38 cars. That was his first race back in quite a few races, and he was only 8 positions behind his teammate, Ricky Stenhouse. Ricky Stenhouse finished 18th. So, first time in the car in 3 or 4 races. I mean, not a terrible showing. I mean, obviously,
but not great either. It's kind of what we come to expect from
him. They hoped, I'm sure, to give better results than that, but just wanted to bring that tidbit back on Bain. Bain returned. And then, of course, poor AJ. We talked about him a little bit, so I look forward to seeing how he rebounds at Watkins Glen. I think that pretty much sums up everything on Sonoma for me, other than did you see the contact between Suarez and Johnson?
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier about how Johnson got into Suarez.
Yeah, so they basically cleared the air, said there was no bad blood. And that,
it's just a racing thing. It wasn't really anything intentional.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional. Also, I saw, I think it was on Race Hub, that Cole Pearn called and apologized to Rodney Childers about the strategy that he used.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he apologized. And Childers basically said, you know, it's racing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's part of
it's
it.
It's racing.
It might suck. You might look stupid after that, but hey, it's part of it.
Well, you got snookered.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to happen. You got beat fair and square, right? So, we'll talk about our picks here later at the end of the podcast, but I have a feeling that Harvick's going to be seeking redemption for what happened Sunday.
We can talk about our picks now. We can talk about Chicago right now if you want before we move on to news and stuff.
Okay, we can. Real quick, I think that's everything I've got on Sonoma. So, yeah, we can go ahead and talk about our picks. Who
so,
you got?
For Chicago.
You picked first last
week.
Yeah,
let me go. Why don't you go ahead and go first. Yes.
So, this time, you know,
hopefully
I'm not snookered this time. So I'm picking Harvick. That's where I was going with that. I think he's going to be looking for redemption
sure.
in Chicago. I almost went with Truex because he's won the last two there.
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy to go with, but
last time I picked Larson to go with his fourth win at Michigan, it didn't work. So
yeah, and we thought about Truex, you know, at Kansas, going for his third, and he kind of
faltered. That was another one. So I'm going Harvick's my main pick, and my dark horse is Chase.
And Chase is a phenomenal pick.
Yeah.
I think he's finished. He hasn't finished outside the top three, has
yeah.
he?
Yeah, he's got a third and a second the last 2 years we've been there. So.
Yeah, that's definitely a solid dark horse. And I thought about him as dark horse, but I assumed you were going to pick him, so I went a different direction.
All right, who you got?
So, as my winner for the race, I'm thinking Chevy's finally going to pull their head out of their rear, and it's going to be Kyle Larson.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes you say that? Because we didn't see that speed Sunday from Larson.
No, not this Sunday, not Sonoma, but other tracks, as the Chevy's come, he has been the fastest.
You know what? And it's funny that you bring that up, Gasman, because I actually was thinking about Larson, because if you remember back at Kansas, he was the only car that had the speed that could contend with Harvick.
Now it comes down to, is he going to overdrive and spin himself out?
Yeah, so
Hopefully not.
Yeah, I hope not either, but I was actually this close to going with Larson.
The fans can't see that.
Well, you can.
I can, yeah. So,
here's your dark horse.
What Logs is saying is about half an inch close to picking Larson.
Yeah.
My dark horse is Erik Jones.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Almirola for a second.
I wouldn't be a horrible pick, I don't think. Almirola.
Almirola's actually on a hot streak right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it'd be a bad pick. Yeah. I know I'm going a little
he
bit.
He came home 8th on Sunday, and Jones was 7th, so
yeah,
they both came home good.
I don't know if Jones will win it, but I think he could be a potential top 5 car.
You know, I haven't seen a lot of speed. He hasn't been up contending, you know?
The only Gibbs that has, really, is Kyle.
Let's talk Hamlin's about. Do you remember a couple weeks ago how you said Logano was the better racer than Truex right now? Do you remember?
I don't remember saying he was a better racer. I just saying that Truex.
That team was better.
We weren't giving Logano the credit he deserved.
But you were arguing with me that.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Logano is still ahead of Truex in points.
I think Mr. Gasman needs to do some
self-reflection a little bit on that.
Logano's third in points. And Keselowski's
points don't matter.
Points do matter.
He's got one win.
What's that going to do for him in the playoffs then?
Okay. It doesn't matter in the playoffs, but it matters right now.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. So those points don't matter. Okay.
So anyway, both Logano and Keselowski are better in the points than Truex. It means they're more consistent than Truex is.
Wins, baby. It's all about the wins.
Tell that to Terry Labonte, who has championships without the wins to go with it.
He had a few wins. We talk about
a few, nothing that extravagant.
Yeah, he was an Iron Man, man.
He was consistent. That's Iron my point. That's my point.
Or was it the Iceman? Which one was it? I can't remember.
Iceman was Martin Martin, wasn't it?
Iron Man.
Yeah, he was Iron Man because he
was Ricky Rudd.
Was it? Maybe you're right. Hell, I don't remember. That's so long ago.
Now you got me second guessing myself.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it may have been Ricky Rudd. Iron Man is about how many races in a row, and Rudd raced with
Gordon dethroned that.
Eyes taped open and all kinds of crap.
Yeah, Gordon ended up dethroning that, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that was. So Terry was the Iceman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whew, man, showing our age, man. We got to stop and think about.
No kidding. 90s. Make sure you
got to go back and think about these 90s
nicknames.
Your
number three Wheaties car and your number five.
Who's
Kellogg's?
The Intimidator? I don't know.
Yeah. No, okay.
Just kidding. Just kidding, fans. All right.
So moving on to news this week. I mean, this is to me was not our typical week for news, but I do have a couple things.
I do too.
You know what? I'm gonna let you start this week.
Well, did you see that they are not going to be using the All-Star package again? The Aero package that they
used at
the All-Star?
I did see that. Yes. Yes. I did.
So
that was announced.
That's interesting to me. Everybody, I think, expected to see it at least one more time this season. You know, everyone was saying, oh, Pocono, Michigan, Indianapolis.
There was a lot of talk about it because the fans wanted it.
Yeah.
And that's
lately,
why NASCAR went against
and
it.
And lately, no, I don't know. I feel like lately the fans have been getting what they've been wanting as far as when they lobby for something that's happened. I kind of feel like the sport's been leaning a little bit more that direction lately. But
maybe
they
listen to our show.
Yeah, that's definitely got to be it. But no, so they're not going to use that package again. But I did find it interesting to read a little bit of the information that your buddy Steve O'Donnell was quoted saying. Did you read any of the information on it by chance?
I did not. If he said it, I didn't listen.
You didn't read it, you mean?
No, I mean, he's probably somewhere, you know, just kind of jacking his jaws about something. And he just, as a casual fan that I am watching the race, I can't stand that guy. But go on.
Gotcha. So, I will read you quotations here, if I can find it.
Are you telling me you know how to read?
I do. Yeah, I do. Well, that's all right. I can't find the article right now, but I wrote it down here. So, will we see the same next year, Steve O'Donnell quoted, we realized we have something that could work. He was kind of very vague on that. But he did say, in quotations, our focus is on 2019. So to me, even though that's a little bit vague, if you read into it a little bit, I think we're going to see, I don't know about every single race, but I wonder if it's not going to be like the car tomorrow where they roll it out in half of the races next year.
I don't see that. Maybe.
You think all or nothing or not at all?
Maybe two races. I don't see them going more than two or three.
Why is that?
I don't think there's enough demand for it at the
Oh, I think there's plenty of demand.
For the aero package?
Yeah. At the lower, what do you mean lower tracks?
Richmond,
lower speed?
Martinsville,
okay.
Bristol.
Yeah, those maybe not so much. Maybe not so much. But all of your cookie cutter, mile and a half, you know, 2 miles, absolutely.
No, I think you might be reading into that too much.
I don't know. You love me. I like my speculation.
Yeah. Conspiracy theorists, lugs.
Yeah. Yeah, UFOs.
That's your new nickname.
UFOs do exist.
Yeah, they do. You didn't know that?
But
no, we won't get
one other quote he did say, we had a lot of detailed conversations. In the end, we felt like the best thing to do was to put some additional effort into some potential tweaks and focus on 2019 versus a race or two this season. So a race or two this season, he's not saying a race or two next season. So that's another reason I kind of feel, I think we'll see
Stop it. Stop reading into it, Lux.
I think we'll see it a lot. All right, well, I'm going to write it down. You want to bet some money?
$10.
$10 on what?
I don't know, whatever you just said.
That they're going to race that package in half the races or more next year?
Sure.
So you think it's going to be less than that?
I would think, yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right, you guys heard it. Episode, what is this, 16?
15.
15? Okay. I just made a note. All right, what do you got?
So the first note I have, so roughly a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, there was talk about the France family selling off a majority stake in NASCAR.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Goldman Sachs was involved, blah, 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 right?
Rumored.
So now it's come out, I read today from Forbes, that NASCAR is looking for a minority stakeholder now, not a majority. So they dialed it back quite a bit. They're going to focus more on focusing on their assets between NASCAR and ISC.
Okay.
And aligning, doing kind of an executive alignment to kind of, it basically it sounded like to me they're going to cut heads and help save some money that way.
Huh. ISC. So they used to have like some double headlining events between the ISC.
So they have the speedways. Was it like International Speedway mm-hmm. Corporation?
ISC. Or and, yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. So it's whatever their tracks are. They're going to start having people who are heading up sections of NASCARs in different facets also head up some of the racetracks in different, or the ISC organization.
Okay.
In
I get facets. What you're saying. Okay.
So they're going to try to give, basically they're going to cut the amount of executives they have to help save money.
Gotcha. Okay.
Guess what else is happening this week?
What?
Fox is done with the broadcast for the year.
Oh yeah, NBC's taking
NBC.
Over.
NBC. You know what that means? Dale Jr. is back and NASCAR relevant.
Yeah. I could make a really bad comment there, but I'm not going to. And also Rick Allen's back too. Do you like Rick Allen?
He's okay. There's worse. I'm not a huge fan of Rick Allen, but there's worse.
I did see, so the rumor was for a couple of months here previously is that Gordon was maybe not going to return to Fox. But I saw something today that he's very close to renewing his deal with Fox.
Was he going to try and make it the Hendrick NBC coverage with LeTart and Junior?
Yeah, it could have. It could have. I would have liked to have seen that. Yeah. So I didn't have to see
it.
If I was Gordon,
I would think about it. I wouldn't have to hear boogity, boogity, boogity God,
dude,
all
they
the
need
dang time.
Fans, let us know. Do you like that? I cannot stand it as a fan.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing, boys.
Yeah, I don't. I hate that. Tell us your take. Do you like that? Do you hate it? Or does it not bother you at all?
So let me put it this way.
Do you?
No, I don't. So Darrell Waltrip is a NASCAR legend, right?
Yeah.
So we have to respect him for that reason. But...
I do. But I just hate
the
that.
The Waltrips are from Owensboro, Kentucky. And yes. We actually don't live too far from there. So our whole life growing up, we've heard about the Waltrips. And they're annoying as hell.
Don't forget about the Greens.
And the Greens. And Jeremy Mayfield. But we've heard about them, and we've heard so many annoying stories about the Waltrips. You respect him as
a
racer,
just over.
But...
I'm just over. Like, just come on. That's been on the TV for probably...
2000, 2001?
15, yeah. Over,
2001, over because that's years. When their first race was the Daytona 500 2001.
I'm just tired of it, man. I can't take it no more. I almost have to mute the TV when they start. That's where I'm at.
Very
anywho, yeah, but I'm excited to see NBC take over. Rick Allen's okay. He gets a little intense to me sometimes. I really miss Alan Bestwick.
That's what I was going to say. Where's Alan Bestwick at now?
He was doing IndyCar last I knew. I don't know if he's still with them this season.
Yeah, I enjoyed Alan Bestwick.
So I don't know. Alan, if you're listening, come back.
Yeah.
We miss you.
Email us at wreckingracing@gmail.com.
Because I'm sure he's not doing anything and he's just listening to our podcast.
Most smart people do. You are all smart listening to us. Thank you.
Okay, what else?
Did you hear about what Indy's doing for their race weekend?
Mm-hmm. What?
They're adding a dirt track inside of Indy itself.
We talked about this last weekend.
Shut up.
I brought it up.
I know you did. But anyway.
No, you didn't.
I forgot.
Or you weren't listening.
I'm probably not listening. You don't listen to me either. You're over, like drawing pictures of like girls in bikinis or something.
Yeah, that's it. NASCAR wives.
Jeff Gordon in the bikini. Yeah. Okay, talk about NASCAR wives. Did you ever come and pick an answer yet?
Yeah, I did. You just weren't listening.
A truthful answer.
Yeah, you weren't listening. You didn't hear. You have to go back and listen to the podcast.
I know what you said last week. You did not have a truthful answer.
Yeah, sure I did. Go back and listen
to
the podcast.
Danica was not.
All right, moving on. Did you see the truck race at Gateway?
I did not.
I didn't either. I missed it. I had something going on. But I did see a kind of encouraging stat.
viewership, TV viewership, was up 14% for that race Saturday.
That's awesome. You know what? I know a guy offered you free tickets to that race, and you turned him down.
Really?
Yeah.
They offered it to me?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, you know who, darn well who offered you. I had free tickets to that race, but I didn't get a chance to go either.
It was going to dip into my Daytona fund, man.
To go 2 hours away to watch a race and come back home?
Yeah.
Was it going to dip into your hot dog fund?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have any more positive news.
Negative news?
I do have some negative news. We were struck within the racing industry. It's a tragedy for Windy. Jason Johnson this week.
Okay.
Yeah, dirt track racer, World of Outlaws. He had a wreck at Beaver Dam Raceway in Wisconsin and passed away.
Yeah, I did hear about that. I thought you were going down the road with Windy Venturini.
I actually had that down, but I'll let you
cover that first.
So, Jason was a decently known dirt car racer, World Outlaws, etc. Not a huge following, but decent following. It seemed like, you know, I didn't really know a lot about the guy, but what I've read is that he was a very outstanding person. And unfortunately, that's, as racers, that's one thing they sign up for, is the dangers of the sport and what it could bring.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all driven inside of us. We can't say he did it for the fans because he did it for himself.
Yeah.
Racers race because they love to race.
They're passionate. They love to compete. And I think we get to a degree, so numb to the dangers that are apparent to us in the racing industry, in the racing world. And it's just, it's sad to see these tragic events when they happen.
Absolutely. So our thoughts are out with the Johnson family. Sorry to, you know, for your loss. And I think, you know, there's many people thinking about you right now. And I've seen on Twitter many of the drivers come out and give their condolences. Definitely a sad time. So going, talking about that to another tragedy within the sport. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about this one, Lugs?
Yeah, I can. Windy Venturini, longtime coverer of the sport, analyst of the sport, everything. She was she jogging or
jogging,
she was jogging? I thought I couldn't remember if it was that or cycling in Sonoma, and was hit, struck by a car, and suffered a skull fracture.
Yeah.
She had bleeding and swelling and just some terrible situation there. But I think she is stabilized. I think she is recovering and progressive. And
yeah, I heard she went home today.
And doing well, so very happy to hear that. But again, just thoughts are with her and her family, and wish her to get back on a speedy recovery.
I do have a positive about Windy.
Yeah.
So Venturi Motorsports, which is owned by Windy and maybe her husband or something, anyway, definitely Windy has a part in it. This week at the ARCA race, which is tomorrow at Chicagoland, they have 3 female drivers starting the race.
Oh, really?
It's the only time in modern era where 3 females have started a race for the same team.
Really?
Yep.
I think I sent you that information.
You did, but you didn't talk about it.
Because I knew you would.
So who's the racers?
Haley Deegan.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Natalie Decker, Tony Bedringer. No, I probably screwed up her last name.
You did last week.
Yeah.
Called her the wrong first name.
Yeah, I said Terry last week. Tony, yes. And then Leilani Munter.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so those 3 are starting.
That's cool. That's a cool, you know, thing for the sport, and to see that happening, I don't think that's ever been done before, so.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Natalie's already proven herself a little bit, and she's done very well. I think Tony's really going to show some zazz.
The reason
well.
I said Haley is because I think she just graduated.
She's graduated
high school.
Yeah.
And then went
and raced.
At the age of 16. Yep, and then went and raced the next day, so that's why she popped in my head. But yeah, really cool for that. So I'm glad to hear it. Let's see.
It's a great week to have something like that after the situation with Windy.
Yeah, especially.
So it's kind of a neat turnaround.
Yeah. All right. What else you got?
That is literally all the news I have, sir.
Okay. I don't have a whole lot more, but I do want to talk a little bit about the playoff standings. So playoff standings, if we were to end the regular season now and head into the playoffs, Harvick's out front with 5 wins. Kyle Busch second with 4 wins. Truex third, 3 wins. Bowyer second, 2 wins. Logano fifth, 1 win. And Dylan sixth with 1 win. So from there, I'll give you a quick rundown. Keselowski seventh.
Kurt Busch 8th, Hamlin 9th, Larson's 10th, Almirola would start 11th, Blaney 12th, Johnson 13th, Elliott 14th, Jones 15th, Bowman 16th. That would round out your top 16.
So how many Hendrick drivers are in the playoffs?
Three. Only one looking out would be Byron. He's 20th, and he's a full 74 points out. So
I don't see him making
it. He needs to get a win.
What's Bubba at?
I've only got the top 20.
Okay, let me flip over
but
here.
While you're looking that up, Stenhouse would be 17th. He's the next driver. He's 17 points out.
Yeah, and Bubba's around 24. So Byron is ahead of the Rookie of the Year standings.
Gotcha. Menard, 18th, 25 points out. And then there's a big gap back to Suarez, 73 points out. And Byron, 20th, 74
I think
points.
Who we have in the top 17, 18 is going to be our players.
I think top 16 now is going to be the top. I don't see Stenhouse getting in unless he wins at Daytona. I hope I didn't just jinx ourselves there. But if he wins, that's cool, too.
It's going to be my first trip to Daytona. Not yours, I know.
Nope.
Because you got to see the wonderful Greg Biffle win.
I did, yep. But unless Stenhouse can pull out a win, which is entirely feasible at Daytona. What heck, it's feasible for anybody, let's be honest. It could be Menard, who's right there in 18th. But barring someone outside of the top 16 doesn't win a race, I think who we've got right now in the top 16 is who's going to be going to the final 10 races. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right on that. Unless barring some abnormal circumstances, I think you're right.
Okay. So if you had to pick somebody that gets bumped out, Any picks?
Bowman, just because he's at 16th and he is still learning quite a bit. I mean, he's not a rookie, but he's still learning quite
a bit. Gotcha. Okay, fair enough. So, fans, this week we talked already a little bit, but we're headed to Chicago. Kind of different situation here going there in July. Or is it June?
It'd be like July 2nd, 1st? It'd be Sunday, right? So
Okay, so technically it'll be July, just barely July. But previously, this race has been a chase race, been in the final 10, so it's normally much later or a little bit later in the season. So it'll be interesting how this race will play off. Truex has obviously won the last two races there, but again, they were chase races. So will he get three in a row this weekend?
I don't think so. He might, but I'm not sold that 100% he will.
I think it'll be tough. Anytime you get to multiple wins like that at a track to duplicate it and keep that string going, it's going to be tough. So, but that's all I've got. I just want to talk a little bit about, next week, Chicago, a little bit of stats there.
I don't have anything else. So fans, as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for rating us and liking us on your favorite podcast player, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever it might be. Continue to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Send us an email at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. And please visit our website, wreckingandracing.com. Check it out. Show us a little love on the website. You can always reach us from there as well. I'm going to try to get some stuff on there that you can buy if you want, like hats or whatever. Just a couple of small things if you're interested. Or if you have any special requests, please let us know as well. And let us know what you think about NASCAR right now. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
And the checkered flag waves on this episode. Tune in next week to keep updated on all things NASCAR. Please like us on iTunes and follow us on Podbean. We'd like to hear from you, so reach out to us too at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you soon.